In France, no New Year's celebration would be complete without oysters, which are considered de rigueur for any holiday feast. The French are some of the world's top oyster consumers. Eleanor Beardsley fills us in from Paris.
Oysters are to France sort of what pasta is to Italy, and this time of year they are everywhere. You can buy them at stalls at all the outdoor food markets, and nearly every restaurant has its sidewalk stand where icy oyster platters decorated with lemon wedges await customers' palates. In the heart of Paris's Montparnasse neighborhood, Francis Dubourg stands behind the bar in his restaurant, La Cabane à Huîtres, or the Oyster Shack, shucking oysters and greeting customers. The 62-year-old fourth-generation oysterman farms his oysters in the Bay of Arcachon off France's Atlantic coast and brings them to Paris, where he serves them up fresh 4 days a week. Dubourg says he is one of the last growers to raise oysters in the traditional way.
My oysters are raised directly on the sand, the way it was done in the old days. They lie flat, they are not hanging bunched in bags, and this is very important, because an oyster takes its properties from the sand, just like a good wine absorbs the soil it's planted in.
Oysters have been enjoyed since antiquity in France, and Dubourg says oysters from the Arcachon Basin were exported to Rome by Emperors Julius and Augustus Caesar. In the 1850s, Napoleon III created oyster parks as wild oysters became increasingly scarce. Today, France is Europe's number one grower, exporter, and consumer of oysters, with each Frenchman slurping down about 4.5 pounds a year, compared to less than 1/4 pound by Americans. At a dozen simple tables in the small wood-paneled room that smells like the sea, Dubourg's patrons enjoy his bountiful harvest. For Jean Gosset, eating the sacred sea fruit is all about French culture.
Since I am young, we are having oysters for Christmas and for New Year's Eve. The tradition is that you have to eat oysters for feasts. So if there are no oysters for New Year's Eve, for instance, something is missing.
Oysters, accompanied by white wine or champagne, are eaten raw in France, scraped out of their shells with tiny forks while still alive. Jean-Pierre Stala, who comes here to enjoy oysters every week, says there are several schools of thought on eating them.
Some oyster lovers open the oyster and throw out what is called the first water, and then wait 15 minutes or so until the oyster makes its own juice again, and they swear that this is the best way to eat them.
These contented diners say the Arcachon Bay's ideal mix of salt and sweet water and moderate temperatures breed the perfect oyster, tasty and rich in sea minerals. And as for its renowned qualities as an aphrodisiac, it's not for nothing, says Dubourg, that France has continental Europe's highest birth rate. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.